Vodafone also told us they're investigating what happened and making test calls to that number he mentioned. And Ofcom say they'll be speaking to Vodafone to try and find out what exactly has happened. In the meantime, we thought we'd ask Terence Eden. He's a mobile phone security expert. Terence, welcome to you and yours. Do you know how this particular fraud works?
It's really hard to say. It's a very peculiar one. Looking online, it appears that people are receiving calls from this number, they're answering them, and somehow being reverse charged for the call. Now, it's possible to make a reverse charge call, but you're usually informed that you're going to be paying X pounds a minute to receive it, and that doesn't appear to be happening in this case. So it looks like either this company or the people who are leasing out the number are submitting mistaken or fraudulent billing records back to mobile operators, who are then just accepting them and not doing their due diligence.
So how would they get money from that? That's what I don't understand.
So when you make a phone call from one operator to the other, you pay 10p a minute, and that operator receives a portion of that. So normally, if you ring an 08 number or an 03 number, there's a charge involved, and it's possible for the person running that number to receive a portion of that revenue. So in this case, it looks like somehow, I mean, it's almost inconceivable that someone would make a 12-hour phone call to a number, but of that 300 and some pounds, a portion of that would have gone to the number operator, and from there onto the person running the service.
Any idea how many people might be affected by it? Terry Dentith said he'd gone on Google, and when you Google the number, it's had many, many hits.
That's right. There are a number of online services where you can report fraudulent numbers, and it looks to me like there are hundreds of people complaining about this. Now, whether they've all complained back to their operator, whether they've all complained to Ofcom, I don't know, but it does look like this is a relatively serious problem.
Terry, who we heard from, says he knows he didn't answer that call. He can prove that because his phone keeps a log of every call he has answered. He was still charged, though, for this 12-hour premium rate. Is there any way at all to protect yourself from something like this?
No. I mean, that's the sad thing. I mean, you could say don't answer phone numbers that you don't recognise, but of course that's not always convenient if you're waiting for a call from a doctor or a call centre. And in this case, it looks like you didn't even have to answer the call. So the only real way to protect yourself is, once you get the bill, go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and if there's anything suspicious on there, dispute it with your operator and complain to Ofcom if you don't get satisfaction. And hopefully the regulators will be able to put pressure on these operators to stop this sort of fraud occurring.
Terence Eden, thank you.